What to consider when buying a combine. Hello everyone, I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Claas. There's a lot to look at when shopping for farm equipment, especially when it comes to combines. Claas of America Territory Manager Seth Tomford says there are several considerations he recommends, including brand, capacity, and comfort. More after this.
You didn't make it where you are today by simply making do. Status quo, not on your farm. You work harder and smarter because numbers mean everything. You demand more from your equipment. Greater throughput. Leading efficiency. Intuitive technology. When your bottom line is the top priority, one brand delivers the numbers you deserve. Brighter Solutions. Built by Claas. From the moment the first seed is in the ground, your days until harvest are numbered. Each day, every decision leads to your bottom line. So when it comes to harvest, rely on the only combine built to deliver the numbers you deserve. The Claas Lexion gives you the quality, efficiency, reliability, and precision that make every minute count. Go ahead, let the numbers drive you with the Lexion Combine built by Claas.
Seth Tomford with Claas of America says when it comes to buying a combine, there are five things to consider.
First consideration is the class size that's appropriate for their operation. And what we mean by that is class size in a combine is more of a guideline. It's based on horsepower, and there's so much more to a combine than just what the engine's cranking out that we like to dive a little deeper into the unit, and it's often why you see us show up at a demonstration, maybe to a competitive owner with even a smaller class size than he's currently running, just due to how we process grain through the combine.
He tells Brownfield farmers should also choose wisely when it comes to brand.
Take a look at proximity to the dealer, parts and service availability, that after sale support from the dealer network. As we know, harvest time is critical. Those windows seem to get smaller all the time to optimize the grain and the products out there.
Tomford says his third recommendation is matching the header and capacity of the combine to fit the operation.
So we'll take a look at grain tanks, auger sizes, clean grain elevator, unload times. Are they running quarter sections or sections? Do they need to do a cut through the entire field, or what kind of terrain they're in? Matching all those header widths and sizes, which may even include their grain facility and storage.
Number four.
Matching the processor to your crop. So we'll take a look at a combine, and if you're a corn and bean guys, we have a build for that. If you're a rice, we have a build for that. So we need to make sure we're not just trying to match one combine to all crops out there. That can go through the entire combine from the feeder house all the way to the residue management system on the end.
And the final thing to look for when buying a new combine?
Comfort and control. So obviously we're spending a lot of time in these machines, long hours of harvest, day after day. So we like to talk about comfort and control. Make sure that they can sit in a piece of colossal equipment, be comfortable, show them the ergonomics of the entire operating system, armrest, control, steering wheel, those kind of things, along with the creature comforts like refrigerator, stereo, all those things that just make your day a little more comfortable.
To learn more, visit ClausofAmerica.com. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Claas.